Hey, this is Dr. Tom Seaman.
And we're going to be talking about the doctor within.
Oh, Tim, what a great subject. You were just sharing that with me earlier today, and I just love the topic. I mean, it's so wonderful. A lot of us, want to be healthy, right? Oh, yeah. And when we go to, when people come in the office, I mean, how do they perceive their health? Like when you ask a patient, how do you know if you're healthy, Tim? How do you know?
Well, they're usually judging it by how they feel.
Right. And how many people do you know? How many people have you met that felt good, and then a couple weeks later they had a heart attack, or you may have heard that they were diagnosed with cancer or something of that nature?
Yeah, it's the story of our culture right now.
Yeah, exactly. And so if we really use the definition of health as how we feel, we're actually setting ourselves up for a big failure, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. So, well, how do we define health then? What are we going to do to define our health? There's got to be a better way to do that.
So, I ask patients all the time, how do you define healthy? And we get based on how we feel, or you go to the doctor and get checked, and you see some of the same things with your patients?
Oh, all the time, yeah. So, what is the definition of health? Well, really, the definition of health is not how we feel, but it's really how we heal and how we function. What percentage do you think you have to function at to be fully healthy?
I would think 100%.
What do you think? Yeah. So how do we get people to 100% healing?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of being able to measure where the deficit is, and then having the knowledge and the know-how to help guide and teach a person back to that state.
So again, so back to the topic here. So we're talking about the doctor within. You know, when people walk in, we're the doctor, but in reality...
Yeah, and I always tease my patients because, we've both been through all the school. We did the 8 years of college, got the degrees in continuing ed. So we have the time in school behind us. That's why we have our name on the door with the doctor behind it. But I always tease my patients. I go, you know what? Just consider me the janitor. I'm just cleaning things up around here. And really the power of the doctor is actually within you. You're doing all the healing. We're just making sure your body has the potential to do that.
Right. And that's the key point, is that your brain has all the power in the world to heal everything in your body. It has everything to do with how great you feel, but also how you heal.
Yeah, and that's a big jump for patients, because what brings them to our office usually, neck, upper back, lower back, and maybe headaches. But after we get a chance to explain to them what it is that we're really after, what it is that's really going to create that healing, they realize that those things are just kind of the last straw, the things that they're big red flags saying there's something underlying that your body's screaming out to you, just screaming at you, saying, you got to get this looked at. You got to change what you're doing. You have to do something different. So those symptoms, of course, we want our patients feeling better. But there's so much more behind it that they don't realize.
Right. Well, let's get to the meat and potatoes of this then, too. So what that actually means, right? What when we look at a patient, what we're looking for is any type of interference. Any interference that is coming from your brain to your body. And when we find that interference and remove that interference so that everything is functioning, that brain is functioning to that organ at 100%, every one of those little cells are now getting the information. Every cell in your heart, in your lungs, in your liver, in your prostate, whatever it is now getting 100% information, which means it will function 100%. Thus, it is going to prevent any kind of pathology that would come into that cell. It will fight it at that time and then not allow that cell to dysfunction.
Yeah, and you talk about what is the definition of healthy? What is the definition of healthy? And I always show people, look at the root word of that. It's when you heal. Healthy is healing. If you're healing at 100%, then you're healthy, like you were saying. But I like to break down that word and show people so it creates a little picture in their head. We always talk about how, where does health come from? Does it come from a pill? Does it come from a potion, a lotion? Where does it come from? And we describe it as it coming from above, down into our body, and from the inside out. We express health.
Oh, I don't think you could end it any better way there, Tim. This is Dr. Tom Seaman.
And Dr. Tim Yoder.
Thank you.